Welcome, soulmates. I'm Violet Lang, and this is Bold Love and Soulful Sex, a podcast on dating, relationships, lineage, and legacy for rebels of love. Here we explore radical romance, real love stories, and multidimensional intimacy. Because love isn't just about finding the one. It's about being the match for bold love in every area of life. From friendship to community, creativity to calling, ancestry to ecology. It's about creating the life of your dreams and living passionately ever after. Love is a field, one we plant with the courage to evolve. Tend that field, dear rebels, and love blooms everywhere. Let's create some magic. Welcome to Real Love Stories, a special series from Bold Love and Soulful Sex. These aren't fairy tales. They're stories of real people who stopped settling, stopped hiding, stopped abandoning themselves, and discovered what became possible when they brought their whole selves to love. Some found partnership, some saved their marriages. All of them changed their lives and realized their love story is far from over. And if you'd like to go deeper with these stories, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens, with reflection prompts, practices, and mini dares for each episode. You can join anytime at violetlang.com/real. I'm Violet Lang, relationship alchemist and cosmic matchmaker. Let's begin. Angela was the one that everyone relied on. She ran her own veterinary clinic, which meant long days, late nights, constantly tending to animals and the people who loved them. God bless her. She supported her sister. She showed up for everyone. And somewhere in all of that, love kept not happening. Not because she wasn't capable of it, but because there was no space for it to meet her. She lived in rural Ohio. And she was smart, is smart, driven, deeply caring. And the men she met on the apps or in real life, they just couldn't meet her. Not intellectually, not emotionally, not in the way she knew was possible. And Angela had tried to make it work before. She stayed in a relationship for a few years with someone who just couldn't match her. But it left her feeling resentful and unfulfilled and honestly quite guilty when she finally ended it. So then she made a decision that she would not ever settle. But underneath that was a quieter fear that what if I've built a life where love doesn't actually fit? She was in her mid-30s and she really wanted a partner. And more than that, she also wanted a family. And she could feel that time was just moving. Her days were just so full, but her heart was craving so much more. When we started working together, we didn't focus on finding the right person. We focused on how she was relating to herself and her life. Because she was living almost entirely in her mind, in responsibility, and in giving. So we brought her back into her body, her breath, her sensations, and her needs, not as a concept, but as something she could actually feel. We reconnected her to her sensuality, to slowness, to enjoyment, so that dating didn't feel like just another task to complete, but something she could experience and, dare I say, savor. And we opened something else that had quietly closed over those years of building her vet practice and taking care of everyone around her. We opened her willingness to believe that love could actually meet her where she was, even in rural Ohio and even through the apps. And then love came from somewhere that she didn't expect. A man who had just moved to the US from Europe ended up on the apps within an hour of where she lived. He had drive, intellect, a deep connection to the earth, and he wanted a family. When they met, the chemistry was electric. But like any good real love story, this is actually where the story begins. Because finding each other wasn't the end of the work. It was actually the beginning of a new level of it. To stay in that relationship, she had to change how she lived. Not giving things up, but actually evolving her identity in the world beyond just being the caretaker and into someone who is capable of creating and receiving. She had to set boundaries with her work and with her sister and with the part of her that was always overgiving. She had to choose love and her long-term vision, even when her system wanted the adrenaline rush of diving back into work. And I can so relate to that. And most importantly, she had to stay with someone who actually didn't need her to fix him, who wasn't secretly trying to catch up to her. Someone who knew his own sovereignty, with no drama, with no chaos, with no shame collapse. But that meant she had to learn how to receive. Because for so many high capacity women I work with, giving is easy. Fixing, yeah, that's familiar. But receiving, letting someone actually meet you, allowing support without earning it, yeah, that's the real edge. And now they've been together, Angela and her guy, for 9 years. They have two amazing children. Her vet practice is still thriving. And what's just as important is her relationships across her life have changed for the better. With her family, with her work, with herself. Everything is more balanced, alive, and sustainable. This is what happens when we stop trying to fit love into our lives and we actually start reshaping our lives to hold it. This doesn't actually happen by shrinking our vision or who we are or giving up things that are important to us. It doesn't happen by settling, but it happens by becoming someone who can receive what she's been asking for. And I deeply want that for you. I know that if you're listening, there's a part of you that is asking the universe, God, whomever, you're asking for more, but you're wondering, can it actually happen? What do I have to sacrifice to receive that? And I want to tell you, it can actually happen, and you don't have to sacrifice the things that are important, but you do have to let love evolve you, and I would love to help. If you heard yourself in this story, you're not alone. And your love story doesn't have to be over either. Maybe you're the woman who's tired of overgiving. Maybe you're the person who freezes around attraction. Maybe you're in a good relationship that no longer feels fully alive. That's exactly why I created Hot Love Summer inside the Love Field. It's a 3-month immersive experience for singles, couples, and everyone in between who want to practice love in real time, not just learn about it. Through relationship labs, embodiment experiences, flirting challenges, constellations, community, and real-world experiments, you'll become the match for bold love. You can learn more at violetlang.com/thelovefield. If you're listening after enrollment closes, you can always reach out about private coaching. And if you're inspired to create your own next chapter, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens. It's 10 days of reflection prompts, inspiration, and bold little dares inspired by these stories. You can join at violetlang.com/real. Real love happens because happily ever after isn't something you find, it's something you build. One choice, one risk, one courageous conversation at a time. And I believe your love story is just getting started.